Studio 360.
With all the sickening sexual misconduct revelations about big shots in politics and entertainment and all kinds of business, it seems kind of quaint for Americans to be clutching their pearls at this or that celebrity, saying a curse word on the air or stumbling out of some nightclub. But Americans will continue to be obsessed with propriety and transgression, and TMZ will keep chugging along with the latest gossip. And that's nothing new. More than eight decades ago, Cole Porter captured the American attitude towards racy behavior.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was a look thought of something shocking. But now, God knows, anything goes.
As you might know, Anything Goes was the title song of a Cole Porter musical set aboard an ocean liner. The play is a little worse for wear, but the song keeps finding new fans thanks to covers, from Frank Sinatra to the cast of Glee. As part of our series on American icons, Eric Molinsky traces the history of a tune that celebrates breaking taboos.
You know, it's funny, the first time I heard Anything Goes was as a kid seeing Indiana Jones at the Temple of Doom.
Oh, in Chinese, and yeah. High Mandarin.
Yes, do you remember that?
Apparently I do.
Will Friedwald is a pop music historian.
I'm sure there are people that have done it with a Latin rhythm. You could do it as a bossa nova. You could take it to Warsaw and do it as a polka. It would work perfectly as a polka. To me, that's the definition of a standard in the songbook, is that it's written to be done in all these different ways. You don't get to do that with a Beatles song or a Joni Mitchell song. Or if you do, usually the results are so vacacta, you know, why would you bother?
Vacacta is not a word that Cole Porter would have used. Unlike everyone else on Broadway, he didn't speak Yiddish.
99% of everybody else was Jewish and first or second generation immigrant and lived in New York.
Lawrence Maslin teaches theater at New York University.
Cole Porter seemed to have been airlifted from this mythical place called Peru, Indiana, with impeccable breeding and a stock portfolio worth several million dollars back in the 19-teens.
So, not exactly a starving artist. When his first Broadway show flopped in 1919, he moved to Paris and threw parties for years. That's actually how Porter established his great reputation as a songwriter, making up hilarious songs to play for his famous friends.
Richard Rodgers in 1926 made a pilgrimage to hear Cole Porter's songs because he couldn't imagine that they were as wonderful as he had heard, and they were even better.
They were also filled with double entendres. Porter waits until the end of the first verse of Let's Do It to reveal that doing it is just falling in love.
If you thought it was dirty in Cole Porter, you'd be right.
Paris in the 20s was perfect for Porter. Everyone knew he was gay, including his wife. Then the Depression hit, fascism was on the rise, the expat started going home. When Porter got back, he felt like Rip Van Winkle. He missed the roaring 20s. And when he was gone, America had gotten sexy. Historian Julia Foulkes says, everyone was buzzing about this, quote, new American woman.
All of a sudden, she had short hair, she had a much shorter hemline, she was dancing, and she was smoking and drinking and going out with men, perhaps a number of men.
They were also voting and going to college and getting jobs in brand new skyscrapers. In the Depression, there were even laws passed to prevent women from taking work away from men.
And all of a sudden, you have that newfound freedom of women looking more threatening.
But the big change in social mores came from Detroit.
Prior to the 20th century, courtship would take place under the guise and under the eyes of your family. So you'd be sitting on the porch, swinging perhaps with your intended. And it was all very scripted in many ways and very watched. But cars came around and it allowed for private space. And a lot more things could occur in the backseat of a car than on a park bench or a dance hall.
So Porter's observing all these changes while he's plotting his comeback. He has a couple of modest hits. And then in 1934, he strikes gold with Anything Goes. The show is full of madcap shenanigans on a cruise ship. The plot is vapid, but the songs are catchy. It was a perfect tonic for the Depression. Porter even cut a demo that played on the radio.
Times have changed, and we've often rewound the clock since the Puritans got the shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. But now God knows, anything goes.
Now, we usually think of the 60s as the big era of social change. But the 1920s were a shocker. Porter is writing about lesbian fashionistas, respectable writers using four-letter words, and couples going to nudist parties. There are also jokes about Rockefeller, Roosevelt, and scandals from the 30s that no one remembers now. But we're still humming the tune. What makes the song endure, according to Lawrence Maslin, is the opening verse, which ties it all back to the Puritans.
We have something called the First Amendment that says that we can say whatever we want, and implicitly we can do most of what we want. And yet there's this Puritan streak in America which says, oh, you can't change, you can't do that, that offends me.
The character singing the song is ambivalent about slipping standards, but Porter himself didn't feel that way.
I think what Cole Porter says is you better accept the fact that anything's going to go because that's what America's about. And you might as well enjoy the ride because American society is not going to stop for you and it's not going to go backwards.
If it were serious, if it was really saying, oh, things are changing and we got to stop it, then it wouldn't hold up. You know, the mere fact that the camp element is there is the very thing that allows the lyric to be timeless.
Will Friedwald is an expert on the Great American Songbook. But in 1934, there was no Great American Songbook. The shelf life of a Broadway tune was short. By the 1950s, Anything Goes was a relic. And by coincidence, so is Frank Sinatra. It's hard to remember now, but Frankie used to be a teenage heartthrob. When the Screaming Girls and Bobby Socks outgrew him, he was all washed up. In 1953, Sinatra reinvented his career and popular music itself with a series of albums that made Cole Porter and other songwriters from that era sound fresh again.
Sinatra is really the one who says that these songs are classics, and this is what America has brought to the world. This is one of our great gifts to world culture, and that these songs deserve to be preserved and revered the same way that Bach is revered, the same way that Beethoven is revered.
The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos.
Sinatra's Anything Goes was so popular, it led to a TV broadcast of the show starring him and Ethel Merman. Paramount remade the movie in 1956, and a few years later, Anything Goes was back on Broadway. Anything
goes. When you hear somebody say, such and such a song was neglected, or such and such a song is rare, or underdone, generally, the unspoken criteria of a song being underdone means that it was never done by Sinatra or Ella Fitzgerald.
So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you propose.
Anything Goes sort of worked for the atomic cocktail age, but the lyrics about Mae West and the Vanderbilts had to go. Even the lines about fast cars and short skirts were starting to feel quaint. Now if you hear Anything Goes, it's part of a retro Rat Pack album with Michael Bublé or Harry Connick Jr. We've lost that sense of danger, the titillation that audiences felt back in 1934. What would Anything Goes sound like if we're written today?
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Joe Keenan has written for TV shows like Frasier and Desperate Housewives. He's also a songwriter. He creates these great parodies of Cole Porter songs as a favor for charity events.
It takes a certain talent to, you know, to ape Porter's songs, but it took genius to come up with the template in the first place.
So we gave Joe the task of updating Anything Goes. A reboot, as they say in Hollywood.
I thought, well, what's the way in? I could just write, you know, updated stanzas, but just to do a lot of updated stuff seemed to me to lack a point of view, and I thought it would be more interesting to approach the song by saying, you know, if Porter wrote that song today, what would be Porter's take? And what would he find a little bit shocking? And that wasn't an easy question to answer because Porter was such a sophisticate that, you know, very little would have surprised him.
But when Joe started brainstorming, he found plenty of stuff. One generation's idea of slipping standards is another generation's idea of liberation from social constraints. And that's the story of America. So here is Joe Keenan's update of Anything Goes, sung by his good friend Brian Batt, who played the character Sal Romano on Mad Men. A quick word of warning. These lyrics are not G-rated. So if there are kids listening, heads up, because anything goes.
Times have changed. Porter's ditty was once risque. But if Porter could see today and decorum's complete decay, he would say, though the 30s were hot as hell, everything that went then still goes, and a whole lot else as well. When gays can wed and jaws aren't dropping, when Barney and Ben go shopping for baby clothes, anything goes. When dames as dim as Kim Kardashian triumph by acting trashy in tawdry shows, anything goes. The smut you can get today on the net today, straight or gay today and all day today, 'cause burlesque today is on your desk today, where nobody can oppose. When girls of 10 are adolescing and proving the fact by dressing like tiny hoes, anything goes. When grandma's face is pulled so tightly she looks like a Keira Knightley whose eyes won't close, anything goes. When stars whose thoughts are far from clever are tweeting their fans whenever they blow their nose, anything goes. If airing your views you like on Fox News you like, if tattoos you like, or girl shoes you like, if rendezvous you like with Tom Cruise you like, just say you won't disclose. When Cary Grants and Spencer Tracys have turned into Kevin Spaceys and Russell Crowes, anything goes. When fast food chains serve fries with bacon to folks who could be mistaken for buffaloes, anything goes. When half the nation's filled with rancor from living in homes their banker will soon foreclose, anything goes. Though banks are all crooks today with cooked books today, when they fail today, they get bailed today. And those banks today are saying thanks today as their bonus pool just grows. When men of God who preach with thunder are looking for fun with underage Romeos, anything goes. Anything, anything, ooh, everything.
That was the Studio 360 reboot of Cole Porter's Anything Goes, written by Joe Keenan. Brian Batt performed it with Jesse Reeks on piano. Our story was produced by Eric Malinsky in 2013.